It's the Sound of Texas 95.9 The Ranch. We are joined in studio here by four highly acclaimed Texas singer-songwriters. Call themselves the Panhandlers. William Clark Green, Josh Abbott, John Bauman, and Cleto Cordero. Howdy, gentlemen.
What's happening?
Howdy.
What's
up?
Man, it's really cool that you guys could take some time to come stop by and chat with us about this. You guys have this new album that's coming out on Friday. It's a work of love, a work of passion of the West Texas singer-songwriters, and this thing is really, really cool. So where did this idea come from to start the Panhandlers?
This is Josh, for people listening. I'd kind of come up with the idea of doing a Flatlanders tribute, and it was supposed to be at Steamboat, and so... Anyway, I guess that was January of 2019, so it was over a year ago, right? I started thinking it through, and immediately the first three guys I thought of to do the tribute with were these three. So I called them and texted them and asked if they wanted to do it, and then it was like, well, hey, why don't we record an album, and we'll just do a bunch of covers, right?
Right.
Old school Flatlanders, Terry Allen songs, stuff from the Panhandle. And it'd just be a fun thing we can promote when we do the show, and we'll have something to sell on vinyl or something. Pretty small, right? And then I think once we all started talking about it, these guys were like, let's just write the record. And I was like, okay. So we went on a writer's retreat, wrote the majority of the record on that retreat, recorded it with Bruce Robeson in his studios. And then now we're releasing this record full of originals, which is kind of like not what it was intended to be, but it's really kind of developed organically into this.
So you go on this retreat. Where is this retreat? How does this happen?
We went to Marfa, Texas, and just all went out there together for a few nights, and had a good
time.
Drank a lot, wrote a little, but
yeah. And Charlie Stout met up with us there.
Oh yeah.
So he shot some really cool photos of us out there that we've used for the record, and but then he also wrote with us.
He's on the songwriting credits as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, a lot of pressure really to be like, hey, we're in the studio. I think we recorded 2 weeks after we had gone on this writer retreat.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember exactly the dates, but it was really quick. So it was like, if we don't write this record, we're effed.
Right.
But fortunately, John and I had started a song earlier in the summer, and Cleto had a song that he had written most of probably a year or two before. And then I wrote a song like the last night of that we were in the studio. So, you know... But most of the record did come from those 3 days of songwriting in Marfa, and that was a really fun trip, and I think we'll do it again.
And there's two songs from that trip, too, that didn't make the record this go-around. So,
oh, really?
At least two ideas. One finished song and then one idea that's...
Think maybe there's a second album in the future out of this? It seems like you guys are having fun with it.
I mean, I've been saying yes, but obviously I have three partners in this,
right.
So we get our schedules on the same timeline. We can hopefully... record another record, but I think I hope to see 4, 5, 6 records out of this group, because I think there's a lot of stories to tell. And when you're able to divide up, you know, the singing and the writing amongst four of us, then it's not the burden isn't quite as heavy, right, as trying to write your own solo record.
Right. We'll be back with more of our interview with the Panhandlers right after this, and this is new music from them off of their new album released tomorrow. It's called This Flatland Life, written by Josh Abbott, John Bauman, and Cleto Cordero.
Way out west, we got the oil and the wind. One you can pump, one you can spin. Both make money, both make sense. Some folks love it, some take offense. I got no issue, cause I'm in between this flatland life and a South Plains dream. We got folks that say that they won't come back, but they can't stay away from the old pump jack. In a place that looks like time's forgotten, but all I see is the highest cotton. I got no issue, cause I'm in between this flatland life and a South Plains dream. We're all out here, we know what it's about here. When the crude goes up, you know it's gonna come down. And Democrats, a semi-educated aristocrats, the people who claim to have seen the light, and those who want to stay out all
but they all love green in this flatland life and a South Plains dream. Or fight about who was wrong or who was right. In the end, we'll all lay beneath this flatland life in a South Plains dream. We're all out here, we know what it's about here. When the crude goes up, you know it's gonna come down.
We're back with more of our interview with the Panhandlers. What's cool about this is you guys tour a lot, all four of you, and for you to be able to spend some time in the studio to do this is really cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It definitely takes a lot of sacrifice on our end because, like you said, we have our own things going, and John, he just had a baby, and
his wife had a baby.
Yeah. His wife, yeah.
I mean, if he had a baby, that's making all the headlines.
Making all the headlines. I'm front page news.
John's wife did all the work, had a baby.
Right. He stood there and tried not to pass out.
That's right.
So, you know, he's got a baby at home, and I've got an almost three-year-old and one on the way. So, you know, we all have things going on in our lives. So when we make a special point to be in the studio, to come do radio or play a live show, it's definitely all of us collaborating to, like, make this thing work.
Yeah, right. I think everyone believes in the songs, too. I think the songs are, they all tell a story of, I don't know, each one has a different feel, a different vibe, a different portrait, and I think, I don't know, we're just kind of proud to tell, that we're able to tell the stories and excited for people to listen to it, really.
Now, you guys have always been real adamant about your support and your love of West Texas and West Texas singer-songwriters, so this was a really cool way to do this, to get four really acclaimed songwriters together to showcase what kind of stuff can come out of there. Because, I mean, these songs tell a story of West Texas. They really do. Howdy, Will. Will's just thinking about drinking again.
No.
No, he's definitely thinking about it.
The best part for me was just get out of the whole headspace of writing a record for yourself and thinking about songs that would be fun to rock out live and just take them completely down and strip them down and just make a song. Traveling songs, pretty much, West Texas. It's the whole atmosphere about it. It's just something that I don't do in my records. Cleto and John definitely put that aspect on their records. But for me, it was a lot of fun just to kind of go down a path that I'm not used to going down, you know?
Right.
It was definitely a little out of my comfort zone. And it was, it's awesome. And even our first show, I remember sitting back and just playing around, being like, man, it's nice to have a stage that's not, doesn't have, you know, blaring ass guitars behind me, you know? But it's also fun, too. So,
we will return to our interview with the Panhandlers here on the ranch in just a second. Right now, another one off of that new album that's released tomorrow. It's called Panhandle Slim. It's a ranch.
Panhandle.
Randall Slim was proud of the plains, the crab apple of his mother's eye. And it grew like a weed does in a West Texas rain, always reaching for the sky. Was sharp as a thorn on a prickly pear, and quicker than lightning on his legacy mare. And at times more elusive than a panhandle bear, and funnier than a jackalope. The last out of seven birds of a feather, and the last with the family name. So the young lonesome rooster roosted the birdhouse, the loneliest roost on the range. His horses need water and cotton needs rain. Cowboys need love or they'll drive you insane. It sure gets lonesome here out on the plains, and it hurts to cry with dry eyes. But if you ever see him, he'll tell you that he's doing fine. As time goes by, it slithers and frame starts to wither, but rust can't touch an innocent mind. When he grew like a weed does in the West Texas plains, he learned to love sunshine. Through tired eyes he dreams of the girls from the city and the smell of a myrtle perfume. And he looks to the stars and sings a few bars to the lonesome man in the moon. Now horses need water and cotton needs rain. Cowboys need love or they'll drive you insane. And it sure gets lonesome here out on the plains, and it hurts to cry with dry eyes. But if you ever see him, he'll tell you that he's doing fine. Jaw on the ground when he saw her walking his way. With eyes like sapphire, she spoke to his soul without ever saying a thing. A single sunflower at golden hour, looking finer than a Georgia O'Keeffe. When he grew like a weed does on the West Texas plains, you know how to turn a new leaf. Just like a horses need water and cotton needs rain, cowboys need love or they'll drive you insane. And it sure gets lonesome here out on the plains, and it hurts to cry with dry eyes. But if he lives, tell you that he's doing fine. Now these days when you see him, he tell you that he's doing fine.
It's the sound of Texas 95.9 The Ranch. We return to our interview with the Panhandlers. You talked about working with Bruce on this album, who is probably one of the biggest songwriters in the Texas music scene. I mean, George Strait covers your song, the Dixie Success, Chicks, yeah. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. He's done pretty well. What is it like, as you guys as songwriters are always looking up to those, that upper echelon of songwriters, where Bruce is? What is it like to work with a songwriter like that on an album like this?
Man, I've been a Bruce fan for the longest time, and anything you get to do in his orbit is a really cool thing. Mm-hmm. It's a very, I'd say, like, laid-back approach, and kind of, he kind of lets the song dictate itself and lets musicians kind of come up with the parts. It's a different kind of production style, but he's very open to ideas, and he's definitely, like, all about letting a song breathe. And mm-hmm. we never charted a song or wrote music out. We just kind of made it up on the spot, and that's definitely not how I've ever done it in the studio. These guys probably say the same thing. So
he's always down to try something, you know?
For sure, mm-hmm.
which is cool.
Yeah, because I understand this was all done like in one room on tape. This is old school way of recording.
There wasn't a computer in the house. Yeah.
That is
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. Or air conditioning.
Yeah, so you can't record out there in the summer.
Yeah.
We did it in like September, October.
Oh, funny. Well, you guys want to do a song for us here real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do
it. Tell us what we're going to hear.
This one's a Charlie Stout song called West Texas in My Eye, and I think Josh, I mean, it's like your favorite song, right?
Yeah, I've been obsessed with this song since Charlie sent it to me, I don't even know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and mm-hmm. I told him I'd love to record it one day. I kind of felt like I've recorded too many songs in my career with the word Texas in it. I catch a lot of flack for it. So I was like, man, I really love this song, but you know, it's going to be a while before I feel comfortable doing another Texas song. And then when we put this project together, I was like, I won't do this project if we don't do this song. But obviously it didn't take convincing. Every one of these guys loved Charlie and mm-hmm. loved the song. So we were all unanimous in this song definitely has to be on the record. And it's the only outside song.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, let's hear it.
Lately I've been thinking that I could leave this town, cut back on my drinking, stop this running around, playing songs till after midnight, staying up till dawn. But there's something in the dust and wind that keeps me hanging on. And I never thought I'd live to see the day I'd say goodbye. I ain't crying, that's West Texas in my eye.
I'll be your blue-eyed bandit if you'll be my renegade. I count a thousand tumbleweeds roll by me every day. I'd like to grow a rose and stow it in that desert sage, like a message in a bottle floating down the open plains, where the Anno Estacado rises up to meet the sky. I ain't crying, that's West Texas in my head.
I've seen the thunderheads descend and rip into the ground, the twisted hand of heaven spreading terror all around, sending farmers into deeper debt and ranchers to the grave, where your towers mark the end of time with slowly spinning blades, till the water table falls below the reach of humankind. I ain't crying, that's West Texas in my eye.
Lately I've been thinking I could leave this town, cut back on my drinking and stop this running round, playing songs till after midnight and staying up till dawn. But there's something in the dust and wind that keeps me hanging on. And I never thought I'd live to see the day I say goodbye. I ain't crying, that's West Texas in my eye. I ain't crying, that's West Texas in my eye.
Good job, Cleto.
All right.
Very nice. Very nice. The Panhandlers hanging out in studio with us. Again, the new album comes out on Friday. More of our interview with the Panhandlers coming up in just a minute. Right now, another new one off that album. It's called West Texas Girl. It's the sound of Texas. 95.9 The Ranch.
Said you don't drive like you're from around here. From high in the cab of her old dually truck, she wasn't scared of a cold blue norther, some drugstore cowboy who got himself stuck. She said, hop on in, it's 10 below freezing. She opened the door with the warmest of smiles. She knew the back roads from Dalhart to Dumas. She knew her way around the radio dial. There's no fight or pleasure a man might behold, no kind of treasure, no diamonds or gold. Life in this world, then a ride down the road with a West Texas girl. The only joint opens the High Cotton Tavern, she said as she pointed her pickup to town. I told her the only way to thank her proper, if she'd allow me to buy her around. I said there's no reason to be out on the blacktop, I don't want to wait out the storm on my own. She said you're in luck, I'm a fan of the jukebox, and I've got nobody waiting. Cans on the back of the flatbed, salt on the floor of the old Legion Hall. We dance to the sound of twin fiddles singing, wedding bells ringing the Panhandle walls. No finer pleasure a man might behold, treasure, no diamonds or gold, no higher measure of life in this world than to waltz in the arms of a West Texas girl. Waltz in the arms of a West Texas girl.
And we are back with more of our interview with the Panhandlers, Josh Abbott, William Clark Green, John Bauman, and Cleto Cordero of Flatland Cavalry. It's the sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. We were talking a little bit before we were on air that you guys obviously have very busy schedules, so you can only do some of these shows. Kind of special events, basically, right now. You did Music Fest. You're going to do Larry Joe Taylor's next month outside of Stephenville. What is a Panhandler show like? That's the question. Is it all Panhandler songs? Do you guys do some of your own?
Yeah,
what is this?
Good question. So, obviously, we've only played one show so far, so we're still figuring it out. But I think the general consensus is, you know, we do the 10 songs from this record, do a handful of covers, and then maybe like one song from each of our own catalog.
Okay.
That's right. So, for instance, when we played in Steamboat John, we did Midland, which really brands well with this. And, I've got an alternative version of Idaloo that I want to learn. For this specific sound, I think works, and it's upbeat. And so, yeah, so that's pretty much what the show will be. I mean, it's not it's not going to be a thing where we play a bunch of Jab songs or Flatline Cavalry songs and so on and so on. It's really this project, this sound, this concept. That's and so we great. Stick to that. There'll be a Terry Allen song that we'll cover and a Flatlander song and so on.
So when you guys are writing for an album like this, the ideas you had for these songs, are these stuff that you had thought of in the past and thought, well, it just doesn't fit with my band, and then this came along? Or was this, we're doing this right now?
Every which way.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yes. Sometimes you had just, you know, songs you've been thinking about for a while,
or,
or thinking about this project, your brain, you start thinking outside of what you ever thought you were going to write about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one song on there, Panhandle Slim, that just kind of came up. At, I was just like a poem. I think
you were riding it in my truck on our way back from Austin.
We were stuck in traffic. But it was because of being around, surrounding ourselves with that kind of West Texas culture kind of thing. You know what I mean? But
it's almost method acting in a sense, right?
Yeah,
because
when
you write songs for a specific project and you're trying to speak and be a voice for these characters of West Texas, right? You have to put yourself in the eyes and shoes of the person you're writing from. So I think.
Right.
I really think, you know, we obviously all had a hand in writing the record, but I think specifically John and Cleto did such a great job of kind of immersing themselves into that role and writing songs that feel truly authentic, like they lived this experience. I mean, have you heard Cleto's The Panhandler, you know, that he wrote, you would think he was homeless for part of his life.
Another song off that new Panhandlers album that releases tomorrow, this one written by Cleto Cordero of Flatland Cavalry. It's called The Panhandler. The Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
Just an old panhandler, begging for change. Got no money in my pocket, so nobody knows my name. Just the clothes upon my shoulders, and this boxwood full of strings. Just an old panhandler, just an old panhandler. Begging for change.
There's a presence in the darkness. So each night I lay awake, pray to the stars beyond the streetlights, that if I die, my soul they'll take.
Just an old panhandler out on the streets begging for change. I got no money in my pocket, so nobody knows my name. In the alley busted dreams lay like broken glass, and the highways loom with dusty drifters, thumb in the wind to forget the past. Just an old panhandler out on the streets begging for change. I got no money. Castles plot the king's men.
behind closed doors where they play with the fortunes of the people and the dreams of yesterday. The stirring of the people, the concrete canyons echo their cries. They shake their fists and scream for justice. Well, the truth be brought to light. Just an old panhandler out on the streets begging for change. I got no money in my pocket, so nobody.
With our final portion of our interview with the Panhandlers, William Clark Green, Josh Abbott, Cleto Cordero, and John Bauman. So, like, each individually, what is your favorite songs on the album?
I love the No Handle. That's my favorite song on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I like West Texas Girl.
I like Lonesome Heart. Nobody's heard it yet, but I'm so excited for everyone to hear that song. It's so great. It's so great. Yeah, it's a Will song.
I go back and forth. For me, it's either Panhandle Slim or Flatland Life. I just think they're fun songs.
It's a project of love for you guys, and this is something really neat. I'm sure it's reinvigorating for you, too, to be able to do something like this. And just being a music fan, a fan of the songwriting myself, it's fantastic to see you guys doing this and keeping that songwriting alive.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think, like Will said, you know, I mean, typically his band and my band, we don't really write songs from this kind of perspective very often, right? That's mm-hmm. not what makes on our records. And so getting to do that was, for me, it was artistic and it was good for the soul. You know, I was definitely very happy making this record. And I'm not to say that I'm not with my own band, but again, it's just different.
It's a different thing to do. Yeah.
It's like when you go on vacation, right? Exactly. You love your house, but God, that week at the beach is great.
Yeah, I mean, when are you going to wear pink shorts other than on vacation? Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for chatting with us, man. It's been an honor to have you guys in studio, and we really appreciate you doing this at the ranch today. And wish you the best of luck, and can't wait to see you next month at LJT's.
Awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for doing what you do.
And here's the first single released off of that new Panhandlers album that is out tomorrow, Friday. It's No Handle on the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
It's so flat, your dog runs.